Thank you. Applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Valerie, I believe not all the overburden will be used in the corridor.
Environmechanical, go ahead.
Thank you, Glenn Grosskopf, Environmechanical. Then whatever that remainder material is, I would just want to be mindful that you understand its quality. Sorry, did you need me to repeat that, Chair?
No. Applicant, go ahead.
Could you please repeat? I didn't hear that.
Sorry. I was just saying that the remainder material that's not securely disposed in the core, you would just have to be understand what its quality is so that you handle it properly.
Thank you. Applicant.
This is Valerie. Yes, we would test that material.
Thank you. Any more questions from applicant? Go ahead.
Thank you. This is Valerie Bertrand, Mr. Chair. Yes, one other clarification. With respect to chloride levels, Ann Wilson was was saying that the highest value that she saw was 400 milligrams per liter chloride, and was seeking clarification why such a high value that we're proposing, 2,000 milligrams per liter. The reason for it is because in fact, most of the chloride is expected to come from groundwater that accumulates into the pits. And the groundwater is expected towards the end of mine life to reach levels that are approximated to be about 600 milligrams per liter. Considering the overall water balance, at that time in mine life, it is expected, predicted that the inflow into the attenuation pond will be made up of about a bit more than 50% of pit groundwater. So if there is more flow, if predictions are off a bit and there's more flow and it comes from a bit deeper, or it is also saline, we would like to have 2,000 milligrams per liter effluent so that we can accommodate for variations in pit or groundwater quality produced by increased flow into the pits.
Thank you. Environmentalist.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I understand it just seems that a threefold plus allowance is a little bit generous, and I'm wondering if the proponent would be concerned about the chronic toxicity tests, because those could be they would probably not pass, or they would see impacts in those with that level of chloride.
Thank you. Applicant.
This is Valerie. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, there is part of the AEMP. There will be some toxicity testing of the effluent, so we'll be documenting this.
Thank you. Environmentalist.
There, it's Ann Wilson again. Just on a follow-up note on the chloride issue, there is a good side to it. It does reduce the toxicity of nitrate and gives us a little comfort around having the nitrate levels. Mr. Chairman, I omitted to comment on the ammonia levels. May I do so at this point?
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The vault attenuation pond is proposed to have, by the proponent, 26 milligrams per liter as their ammonia discharge limit. I note in the predictions that over the summer it always starts high and then it goes down considerably, and we expect that because of the breakdown due to sun, natural degradation processes, you know, bacterial action. I would suggest that the 26 might be high as far as passing a bioassay, and that although it is a contingency, because that was from their poor end scenario, the worst case predictions, that if rigorous source control is practiced and they get better numbers, there is the room, if there are spikes, to hold the effluent for a couple, you know, a number of weeks until the natural processes treat it. I have a problem with raising limits just because they're hard to meet. And I really think that we want to be as protective as possible, and that although we have some dilution in the receiving environment, we still have to worry about passing the bioassay test. So if the proponent has any comments on that, I would be interested.
Thank you. Any more from applicant?
This is Valerie Bertrand. I don't have a comment on that. I agree that we'll be bound anyway by the toxicity assay at the end. I would like to clarify one aspect, however, that the reason for the spike in ammonia in the spring is because of the increase in flow of water associated with explosives, water that come from the pit and water that comes from the waste rock pile. And we didn't account for degradation of ammonia with the sun in the model. But it will, the sun will possibly decrease these levels and temperature.
Thank you. Environment Canada? No? Okay. Any more questions from applicant?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No more questions. Oh, sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Valerie Bertrand. One clarification is a last clarification is for total metals. There's a to add total metals to the list of parameters that are going to be analyzed from internal monitoring points. Internal monitoring points are areas within the footprint of the mine, areas that we monitor before it reaches the final pond from which water will be discharged. So per se, we're not, you know, there's no regulation that applies to these specific points. It's just for Agnico Eagle's ability to understand what's happening at each individual point so that, if necessary, source control can be applied. Now, the reason why we don't feel that, I wanted to clarify, the reason why we don't feel that total metals is a useful parameter in this case is that we will be analyzing for dissolved metals to be able to compare with predictions. The predictions don't consider total metals. Totals will be necessarily higher than dissolved metals. That's because it's a portion of the metals come from the suspended solids. Were we to monitor total metals in the internal monitoring points, it would not provide much information as to what's going to be the total metals in the pond itself, because we'll be there's going to be some sediment separation, most likely, between the different areas until it reaches the attenuation pond. So that's why we're saying that it's not so useful to measure total metals. However, if we were to monitor it on a decreased frequency, perhaps once per year, you know, maybe that would be okay.
Thank you. Environment Canada.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Anne Wilson, Environment Canada. I think that once per year would be helpful, and the reason I'd like to see the total metals done is that they don't always stay in the total form, because they can be on the surface of particles, but then when the water runs off, maybe it runs into more acidic bog water and it liberates the metals that are on the particles. So that it's good to have an idea of what the most available might be. I agree that the dissolved ones are useful for their models, and they're also what's available right now for the biota, but to be able to have a grasp of what's really available, you should have totals once a year or so would be good. Thanks.
Thank you. Applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That finishes our questions. Thank you.